All right, on the line, we have Dr. Luann Dunnock, author of the book Soul Mind.
Good morning, doctor. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Well, thanks for your time this morning. And the book is called Soul Mend. Tell us what the purpose of the book is.
Well, twofold, actually. First, I myself have been through, you know, different stages and different issues, and that caused me to go back, get my degree, and help other people. So in the book, I really outline issues that are caused by roots in our life. And I find that once we pull the root out, we can heal. So that really was the goal in writing the book. And in the book, there's a chapter on stress, a chapter on a broken heart, chapter on depression, anxiety, all those issues that could be roots. So it covers a wide scope of issues.
So it sounds basically your thought life, your emotional life can play a big part on your physical life.
Yes. And I actually experienced and was diagnosed with something called adrenal fatigue. And that's where your body just shuts down. I didn't even have the energy to yawn. I was so shot, depleted. And that was caused by negative emotions. And those negative emotions, we don't realize it, but the body is listening to what the mind is saying. In fact, the CDC has said that 80% of all sicknesses has a stressor behind it. So if we can heal the mind, we can heal the body.
Now, you refer to three sources of negative thoughts. You divide them into three different categories. Yes. Can you describe those for us?
Absolutely. So our three sources of negative thought, I find, with myself and with my clients, is past traumas and abuses, generational patterns of thought, and demonically inspired thought. So actually, all three of those, if we trace how we're feeling, because our moods are dictated by our thought. I'll say that again, because sometimes it takes a second to sink in. But our moods and our feelings are directly impacted by our thoughts. So if we take a look at those three sources of thought, we have to ask ourselves the question, are our thoughts coming from the past, generational issues, or demonic? If that makes sense.
Yes. And it's odd to hear, you know, usually when you hear from doctors, you don't hear about the spiritual end because they don't always believe that. But you're a Christian, obviously. So how would you...
Well, I'd like to speak to that because Scripture is crystal clear that we're to bring every thought captive to obedience of Christ, that as a man thinks, so is he. And also the Bible's crystal clear on the spiritual warfare that we're engaged in. Paul was talking to the Christians in Ephesians 6 when he told us to put on the full armor of God. So we know that we are engaged in spiritual warfare, and to discount that, especially when it comes to emotional issues, would be a great hazard to us.
Now, what's a little deeper into the spiritual aspect, how can you know when it's just you thinking and when it's spiritual? Or is there a difference?
That's a great question. During such a horrible time of panic attacks that I was experiencing about 20 years ago, I was in church in worship, and I asked the Lord, I said, God, are these thoughts of mine coming from myself, the enemy? How do I know? What's going on? And he actually showed me, I got a picture in my mind suddenly, and it was of a row of dominoes. And he showed me that all the enemy has to do is hit down that first domino, and then we just spiral down. So, for example, that could look like, at least for me anyway, with the panic attacks, at that time I had a hard time going to the grocery store, which sounds crazy, but that's where I was. And so the thought could look like, if you go to the grocery store, you're going to get in a car accident. So that would be the first thought. And instead of stopping it and taking that thought captive, I would run with that. I would spiral down, and I would be a mess in about 15 minutes. So they're very well connected. So the enemy, we can't blame everything on the enemy, but certainly like that row of dominoes, if he hits that first domino, it's our responsibility to stop that and prevent it from letting us spiral down. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, someone that is actually going through that, it's hard to overcome that. How would you say to someone that is really struggling to understand that and to overcome that?
Do you mean specifically the concept of panic attacks?
Yeah.
Is that specifically what you're referring to?
Yeah, that and just
so
in general, too.
Absolutely. So with that, the first thing we have to do is we have to stop and identify what's happening, what's going on. Are my thoughts coming from, am I overly stressed? I find that a lot of times if we're susceptible to maybe depression or anxiety and we're overly stressed, we are going to come under that very quickly. And in the book, I talk about tools to help us deal with stress to stay not stress-free, but pretty much out of the stress terrible zone, if you know what I mean there. And so if somebody's dealing with that, they have to recognize that. And then they've got to first pray, always, as a Christian, first pray. And the other thing I would highly recommend is journal, because when we're able to journal, then we can get those feelings out. And the other thing, if you're at work and you can't quite do that, go outside for 5 minutes. If you can just take a break, get the see the blue sky, the green grass, that helps to center you and bring you kind of back to a calm place.
Now, just negative thoughts in general. I sometimes struggle with this myself. It's just thinking, okay, the worst is going to happen. I often will think, okay, yeah, something's always going to go wrong. When I look forward to something, something happens and it's not going to happen or whatever. You experience negative thoughts. What's the best way to overcome that?
Absolutely. So when that happens, the first thing we have to do, and Tay, this has been so helpful, it's a key, is to have a few scriptures on us, a lot of times with our phones, and to divert our mind. We've got to get our mind off that negative thinking like you were just talking about. We've got to be able to put on something else. It's our choice at that moment to think about something else. We have power over our mind. In Timothy, Paul says we have a sound mind, so get a scripture. Have a Bible on you, especially if you know you're prone to that, if you had a day or had a fight with somebody or under stress. Have a few scriptures on you that you immediately divert your attention. The other thing is distraction. Get distracted. Do something. If you're home, clean something. If you're at work, get involved. Be present. Be in the moment. Otherwise, you're just going to freely just sit there and think negatively. And we don't want to do that. We want to live a peaceful life.
That's for sure, yes. We're talking with Dr. Luann Dunnock, author of the book Soul Mend. Now, Laura, tell us a little bit about your practice.
Yes. So what I do, I love to help people, and especially those people who feel stuck. Because several years ago, I was one of those people who felt stuck. And I would always ask God, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no help? And so what I've attempted to do in this book is to provide some help. And what I do with my clients, we actually go through the book chapter by chapter because there's questions at the end. So one whole session will be on one whole chapter. And by the end, unfortunately, I work myself out of a job because by the end, usually clients are, you know, being able to manage on their own. But that's how I do it. I actually take the book and we go through it chapter by chapter.
Awesome. Now, there's sometimes negative connotations when it comes to counseling, especially for a Christian. Help us to overcome that and understand counseling is something that you should do.
Absolutely. Well, it's very biblical. I mean, we definitely see in Scripture where counseling was given to help a person, even a nation, if you will. And so to say that counseling isn't biblical, we really don't know our Scriptures. Paul counseled Timothy. Naomi counseled Ruth. I mean, those are just a few examples. But I find with counseling, I hate to say this, but especially like in the older generation, they have a negative connotation. And really, counseling's healthy. If you can't get past something, we need to humble ourselves and put down our pride. Sometimes it's our pride, but it's actually very, very healthy to seek out godly counsel. So I think it's just a barrier sometimes that people have to get over and to humble themselves and realize they cannot do it alone.
So can you give us some warnings? Are there some warning signs that would tell us, okay, I need to do something about this?
Yes. If you cannot function in your normal day, if you're having trouble at your normal routine, if you're having trouble being able to catch yourself when negative thoughts come and you cannot seem to get out of that spiral, that's another indicator. If you find yourself lashing out at people, that happens so many times that people are dealing internally and then they take it out externally. And so when that begins to happen, especially with our loved ones, if we see that they're lashing anger at us, you know, maybe it's time that they seek some help because there's internal things. I can't tell you the number of people that I've talked to, and they do. They lash out their spouse, their children, when really they have a whole tornado going on inside of them, and they don't even realize that. So that's another indicator they need some counseling.
So certainly if we see those in people, talk to them, pray for them for sure.
Yes, yes. And there's nothing shameful anymore. I believe stigma is decreasing as we go along here, but there's nothing shameful about saying, look, I need to talk to somebody for a little bit. I just need to run these thoughts past somebody, especially in the context of Scripture. I visited a couple secular counselors myself to no avail. And let me just, if I can just take a second and share this quick 30-second testimony, is many years ago when I had my first child, I had this fear that I was going to get food stuck in my throat and I was going to die. And this went on for 3 months. I lost all this weight. People around me got very nervous. And so the world would have told me to go get on an antidepressant because I had this fear. But I had a good family friend who took me to a pastor and his wife, and they prayed for me. And the Lord showed them that I had an abortion that I never forgave myself for. They led me through the abortion prayer of unforgiveness toward myself. The next morning I got up, the fear was gone. See, and that's so powerful because that's getting to the root of a surface issue. So, that was so powerful.
Wow.
Such a testimony
wow.
of the Holy Spirit dealing, putting his finger on a root and just wiping out that anxiety there, if you will.
Well, Dr. Dunnick, what's the first step someone should take if they say, hey, that's me, I need to seek some help? And you would probably recommend a Christian counselor, or would a pastor be good to start as well? What would be the first step?
Well, if they're very comfortable with their pastor, absolutely, go to your pastor, sit down, talk with him. If not, there's directories, there's Christian counseling directories, and I would recommend that if in your area. I do long-distance counseling, so and there's a handful of us out there that does that. You don't have to search me out, but certainly go to a Christian counseling directory, type in your zip code, and see what's out there. See, God will provide. God is faithful. If you're reaching out and you're crying out to God, he will provide answers for you in that respect.
We're talking with Dr. Lou Ann Dunnick about her book, Soul Men. Dr. Dunnick, where can people go to find out more information about you and your book and how to get it?
Sure. Well, the book is on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, but also I have a website, and it's my name, louanndunnick.com. And certainly there they can find resources to help.
Well, Dr. Dunnick, we thank you so much for your time this morning. Do you have a moment you could pray for those that might be struggling right now that this is touching?
Absolutely, absolutely. Father, we just come before you right now, Lord, and you see, God, who's listening. You see who's crying out. God, you see who's saying, that's me, that's me. I'm desperate. I'm at the end of my rope. And Holy Spirit, I just pray right now that you would touch each person, that you would draw them, that you would lead them to the resources, God, that they need. And Lord, that you would show yourself faithful to them in Jesus' name. Amen.
The book is Soul Men, Discover Spiritual and Emotional Health by Dr. Lou Ann Dunnick. Dr. Dunnick, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.